You mentioned Darren Waller there, and obviously he had a great game, but he's just been consistently good for the Raiders since he got here. What makes him so special? You played the position in the league, so you know you've been there. But what is it about him that makes him so special?
Okay, when I looked at him, 6'6", I am 6'6" as well, and we possess a lot of the same skill set: the size, speed, the agility, his intellect. It's a big mismatch. It seems as though he always makes the right decision against the defender and helps the quarterback know exactly where he is and where he wants that ball. And he's just an exceptional athlete. He's getting an opportunity to execute and make plays, and he's doing just that. He's playing at an elite level for tight end in the National Football League.
That's Andrew Glover, who played tight end in the NFL for the Raiders for some time, 91 to 96. There you go. Good. It was a good run in Oakland and LA, as you pointed out. We saw the Saints do a couple different things to try to get to Waller. It was safeties on him. They had linebackers on him. Linebackers really have no chance against him, but they tried the safety. They tried a corner. Like, what was the most difficult matchup for you? You know, was it a corner who's a really good cover guy, but you had some size on, or was it a safety who's a little bit bigger of a hitter? Like, what is the most difficult thing for you as a tight end?
It didn't matter. I always felt like I could win because of my height, my size, and my speed and agility. Even if the defender is there, if I can track the ball and we're running side by side, I can catch the ball at its highest point. I can jump, and the defender never know that I left my feet, really, because he's face guarding. So it is very difficult because he's very, very intelligent. Number one, he knows how to get open, how to use his body, and he's 6'6" and strong, and he has good feet, exceptional feet. You have to have that change of direction, things like that. So athletically, he's very, very gifted, one of the most gifted tight ends that I've seen in a long time. And we have some gifted tight ends in the National Football League. But the offense has caught up to now where one of the biggest mismatches are on the field, and they're utilizing it at a higher pace now.
For sure. It's definitely a position that is evolving constantly in the NFL. And John Gruden is the coach for the Raiders now. Obviously, he had a run back previously, and now he's back with the Raiders. Very emotional, very expressive guy. Is that the kind of coach you would have wanted to be out there playing for?
Yeah, I wanted a coach who believed in his team, a coach who was fair and square dealing, who's going to play the best players and give me an opportunity to execute a play. I actually had so much respect for the coaches, but I have more respect for the players on the team because we're the ones in the trenches. And, I went out and practiced hard every single day to try to get these guys adulation that during the course of a game, when I had an opportunity to make a play, then we were able to execute and I was able to do that. That's the best feeling that you could have and scoring a touchdown. But that's the best feeling from your teammates and knowing that your head coach, you know, you showed that you can do it, and you're hopeful that he saw that and that he'll give you more opportunities to make plays on the football field.
Well, the Raiders will get a look at Cam Newton this week. It's obviously a different Patriots team post Tom Brady. Have you got to watch Cam play yet this year? And you know, what do you think of him as a former MVP candidate that's bouncing back right now?
I think he's doing an outstanding job. Obviously, he's starting for the New England Patriots. He's a dangerous player. And what you have to do is, you have to shut him down. You have to make him, single-minded. Either he's going to run or pass. You can't let him do both and do it efficiently and effectively. So if you can make him single-phase, then, you have a chance with it. I think the Raiders will be prepared. I think if the week during the preparation is very, very important. I think we reached a milestone with this victory over the New Orleans Saints, because psychologically we felt like we can get over that hump and we could beat a championship team and a playoff contending team as well. So our status has shot up, and now we have to hold that in high regard. And the next time we hit the field, we have to be ready to play our best football and go out and show why you know, it's not a fluke that we beat the New Orleans Saints, that we can come out and beat the New England Patriots as well. But you have to, these guys have a great deal of pride as well, and you're dealing with one, the Hall of Fame coach, and you're dealing with former MVP quarterback Cam Newton. So that has to be a great week of preparation and a lot of attention to detail.